Hello, we're Pastors George and Terry Pearsons. Did you know that you can pray in tongues and interpret in English what you pray?
What?
Yes.
We can?
We can.
Oh, dear sir, I must know more.
Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
What if you had access to receive all the answers, abilities, resources, everything you would ever need right now? You do through the Holy Spirit. Get a deeper understanding of praying in the Spirit, an MP3 teaching series by Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and learn how the Holy Spirit's role is to come alongside you and help you. You don't have to be held back by fear, lack of direction, any of the pressures of life. Discover how to access His guidance when you know how to pray in the Spirit.
Request Terry Copeland Pearson's teaching series on a deeper understanding of praying in the Spirit, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available on MP3 disc or digital download on kcm.org/tvspecial. You can call KCM at 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Praise God, Terry. I'm excited about this program today. We've been spending the last 2 weeks talking about the benefits, the value of speaking with other tongues. And this reason here, believers should pray in other tongues because we can interpret what we pray in the Spirit.
You know, that's probably mind-boggling to some people. In fact, just the fact that there is purpose for tongues and that you can name what they are, or at least some of them, who knows what they all are. It's as the scope of praying in tongues is as deep and high and wide and broad as God Himself. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But it is really an astounding thing because it's all by the Spirit.
Right.
And it's by faith.
Right. The scripture that we use for that is 1 Corinthians 14:13. Wherefore, let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret.
Yeah. So there's that. I think that means that not everything needs to be interpreted.
Right.
Not everything needs to, but you pray. And if this is something where interpretation is needed or to pray about an interpretation, then he'll give it to you. Would you say that was right?
I would say that in the interpretation of it, you think about people that interpret in languages. Mm. For instance, when we've gone to different countries, and I remember we went to France together one time and we had people who would interpret for us. We would speak out something in English and they would interpret it so the people could understand. Well, you pray out something in the Spirit, in tongues, and you're able to interpret that to where you understand what is being said, what the Lord is saying.
The best interpreters are not ones who translate. Translating is a word for a word, and that's not what happens with this. That's why interpretation is, what was he saying? What was the revelation that was presented? What was touched on? You know, and so a great interpreter, like when we're in France, they don't just hit it, just the words, but the essence of what's being said, the meaning that's behind it, and they say it in a way that the people grasp it in their understanding and not just get the words that then wouldn't make sense to them.
Yeah. I remember an example of that, Terry, was, you know, we've been working here 45 years. Mama said there'd be days like that. Mama said, but days where you just feel like you want to quit.
Yeah.
You just want to leave and quit. And I know many years ago, even before pastoring the church, there were days that I'd drive out the property here. There's a particular road that goes from the property out to the street at the upper part of the property. And I would say to myself, it'd be on a Friday, and I'd say to myself, I'm leaving and I'm never coming back. I'm not coming back. I'm done. I'm through. And that would give me some kind of a little temporary relief for just a moment to say that I'm not coming back. But I always show up back on Monday. But there was a time going through some pretty rough stuff. Mm-hmm. And I can remember taking a day when I just felt like I needed to quit. I really did. I thought I needed to quit. And so I went out and I prayed. And
quit was on the inside of you.
Yeah, it
I
was.
I remember that day.
It was right there. And I went out for a drive. And it took me several hours on this drive. I had no destination in mind. I just drove until I drove and I drove and I drove, praying in tongues all that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember I was praying in the Spirit, and I'd actually turn around to come home. And right in the middle of that, I got an interpretation of what I was praying out in the Spirit. And the interpretation was, don't quit. That's it.
But here's the really wonderful thing about that. So that clearly wasn't a translation. Translation, you prayed for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
that day,
mm-hmm.
praying in tongues. So it clearly wasn't a translation. You got two words, don't quit. However, over the course of the next several weeks and months, and maybe even up to this day, we're seeing how that don't quit word touched so many things, so many people.
Yeah.
You came home and said that to me. And when you said it to me, the don't quit came up inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hung on to your don't quit. And that word then began to, there was an empowerment in it.
Yeah.
So the interpretation was not only in the words that you understood and you knew, but the interpretation also became the walking it out, the actions to take. If you're not going to quit, then what do you do? If you're not going to quit, what do you say?
Mm-hmm.
And the interpretation, yeah. of that, of course, we didn't quit praying in tongues. We prayed in tongues quite a bit. And through all that, the interpretation came as answers, it came as solutions, it came
right.
as scriptures to go to, things to pray, things to confess, corrections to make,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, you look back on it, that was some time ago now, but I think about that. Aren't you glad that you aren't going to have to stand in front of Jesus and Him ask you, Why'd you quit?
Yeah.
Why'd you quit?
Yeah.
But you took the time to pray in the Spirit, and you didn't quit,
mm-hmm.
and here you are.
I remember the time we talked about this morning, I think. We talked about the Dodge Caravan, first Dodge Caravan that came out.
Very first
one. We had it, and our kids were small. Jeremy and Aubrey were small at the time, and I remember we had that car for quite some time, and we were trying to sell it. And we couldn't sell it.
It wouldn't sell.
It would not sell.
There wasn't anything wrong with it.
So we got the kids together with us, and we took some time to pray over it, and we prayed in the Spirit. And we prayed in the Spirit for a while, and then all of a sudden, Jeremy, who was at that time probably, how old, 12, 11?
Maybe a little bit older, 13, maybe somewhere right in there.
Yeah.
And Aubrey,
yeah.
6 or 7 years old,
yeah.
somewhere in there.
So we're praying in the Spirit, and Jeremy opens his mouth, and he said, I believe we need to sew this car into the school.
Yep, to the Christian school
they were attending. Attending. And Terry and I looked at each other like, whoa, the voice of the Lord just came out of this 13-year-old.
I know. Yeah, and Lake Country Christian School was very glad to,
yes, they were.
To get that van.
Yes, they were.
They needed it. But the most important thing was, too, not only, okay, it was a great seed, and we sowed it, and the Lord provided us another car and God's blessing, but in the presence of that, our children were learning the flow of tongues and interpretation. And it wasn't, you know, a lot of times people miss the supernatural looking for the spectacular. And it wasn't spectacular. It had spectacular results, but he just said, I believe we're supposed to give that van. But the force when he said it was, amen, amen.
I remember, Terry, during a convention, Oral Roberts spoke at one of our believers' conventions,
mm-hmm.
and the message that he was preaching at the time was the interpretation of tongues.
Yep, and how to interpret.
And how to do it. And he had us all stand one day during this convention message, and he had us pray in the Spirit, And then he said, now you need to write down what you just interpreted from that. He was actually schooling us in the
interpretation.
Spirit, in the interpretation.
I want to, you know, we have scripture, of course, for all of these things. 1 Corinthians 14:15, we referred to, I believe, yesterday. I will pray with my spirit by the Holy Spirit that is within me. So all of this is a work of the Holy Spirit. And when we speak in tongues, the Holy Spirit is lifting that to God, but also the Holy Spirit then is answering from God back to us. And Jesus said that in John 16:13, He will reveal what He hears from the Father.
Mm-hmm.
He's the revealer. The Holy Spirit is the revealer, and you need to know that. Angels are not the revealers unless on occasion God chooses to do that, but that's not your choice, nor is that what you seek. The Holy Spirit is the revealer to the church and of God and His Word. And this is something else I want to point out real quick. So tongues, interpretation, and prophecy all belong to the believer.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in 1 Corinthians 14. Now, these Corinthians had gotten it so out of hand, they were going wild and crazy with it in ways that didn't even make sense. But then in 1 Corinthians 12, it also talks about the gift of tongues and in gift of interpretation. Those are ministry gifts. In other words, like there's a lady in our church. We love Dolly Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly, quite often, George, she has a word, and she'll come up and she'll raise her hand and you'll recognize her, and she'll give out a word in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes she has an interpretation. Sometimes her husband does. Sometimes you call someone else up to come. That is a ministry gift in operation.
Right. Right.
I've seen that sometimes it happens between you and I. I've seen it with husbands and wives and other ministry partners. That's not what this is referring to in 1 Corinthians 14. This is talking about the personal operation. And Paul said, I would that you all prophesy, except unless you have tongues and interpretation. In other words, those are equal, but we can expect all three of those to have a place in every believer's life.
Right.
Every believer's life. The primary one is praying in other tongues because it's so diverse in its purpose.
Yeah.
But the interpretation and the ability to receive interpretation by faith is also part of the receiver.
Right.
I mean, of the believer's receiving by faith. I don't want to lose our too much time here. This interpretation, where does it come from? It comes from the Spirit upwards. And if you do this a lot, you pray in tongues enough, you begin to recognize what's coming up and out of your spirit and what's coming just a product of your mind. What's coming out of your spirit to your mind, what's speaking to your mind answers versus your mind telling you an answer. This is a big difference. So this of the Spirit, and it's not shouldn't be so foreign to us because it's Him and He's abiding there with us. And we've seen interpretation come lots of different ways.
Yeah. There have been times when I'm thinking right now about a particular group of people that I was addressing, and we were getting ready to have a major, major meeting. And I got up before them and I said, I want us to pray in tongues for a little while here. And then this day, the outcome of this day will be the interpretation of what we pray in the Spirit.
Oh, I remember that. That was a very critical moment.
Yep.
I think I could tell you were chairman of the board at Oral Roberts University. Some people don't know you did that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a critical moment there, some things in need. And we had to have some answers that day.
Yeah.
There was no alternative. We had to have it.
Yeah.
Go ahead now.
And anyway, so we prayed in the Spirit. And later on in that day, we had not only answers that came to us, but we had major financial donations that were given to the university that were so needed that day. It was an interpretation that took place. And it doesn't have to be at the moment. You can pray
That's
in the
right.
Spirit, and the interpretation can come later. It can come as a spoken word or an idea or a concept or an insight into something. There are different ways that those interpretations can come, but they will come.
Let's say you had a job interview, okay? Whether you're interviewing someone or you are the one being interviewed. to pray in other tongues for the right words. You don't know what's going to, questions you're going to be asked. And you pray in tongues and you sit across the desk from someone and they're asking you questions and the answers come and you think, wow, that came out a lot better than I could have ever thought. Interpretation.
Right.
So interpretation has many expressions.
Right.
But the most, I think there's one too, we talked yesterday about the giving thanks well. And that praising in other tongues and letting interpretation come. And also, George.
Yes.
I think, yes. Ephesians 5:18-19, don't be drunk with the wine, that's debauchery.
Yeah.
But ever be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And think about how ministering psalms to the Lord and ministering psalms that you could hear. I love that when it happens on the platform. And you know, it might not be something you come back to. It might not make the songbook forever.
Yeah.
But what if it did? And it's just coming out of your heart. Can we do that for a moment? Just
sure.
Do that?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, Aradishta eklea oromoshte ala kingle kresto koronamashta yata. Asele combre gerinishti kililio koste yata. Lord, across my spirit, waves and sounds roll. I hear the rumble. Thou hear the rumble from my spirit down until it touches and reaches my soul. I hear the sound of your voice as it crashes over me. Wave after wave after wave of your presence that brings your glory. O Master, O Savior, O Ruler and King of my heart, how grateful I am, how thrilled I am to know that in your kingdom I have a part. Wow.
Yeah.
To express something like that, unthought,
yep.
Unplanned.
Yep. Yeah.
But just practiced by praying in the Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and letting interpretation.
Yeah.
And you do it by yourself. And so what if it doesn't come out quite right? it doesn't rhyme. You know, it's not about rhyming, but it's about finding words.
Yeah.
Words that you couldn't find. And in finding words, you find places in God.
Yeah.
And in finding words, you sense Him and you sense things about Him and you even sense things about yourself that you didn't know were there.
By faith, I received the interpretation of what I've prayed in the Spirit, Lord, for the things that are needed in my household, the answers that I need and the direction that I need. I take it by faith. I reach out in speaking in tongues and then pull it to me by faith in Jesus' name.
Yeah. And pray in that. And then you ask for interpretation. Then sometimes you need to keep praying in the Spirit until you, it's like, adjusting your tuner, radio or television, you're trying to get it just right. You keep praying in the Spirit until that interpretation comes or you know that it will.
Yeah. So do you want to cover these last two? We've got two more to go.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
In just a few more minutes.
Right.
Got a long way to go and a little time to get there.
Yeah. Reason number 10, praying in tongues is according to the perfect will of God. Mm-hmm. Romans 8:27, it says that praying in the Spirit according to the will of God.
So praying in the Holy Ghost is praying the perfect will of God.
Yeah. He's not going to lead you to pray something that's off.
Yeah.
You know, if you pray only in your known language, you can ask for things. And the Bible says you ask and receive not because you ask amiss.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong motive, wrong aspect without faith. But praying in tongues. You're touching on the things you need in the perfect will of
praying
God.
Praying out the perfect will.
And not just for yourself, but intercessory prayer.
Right.
It's the major intercessory tool.
Yeah.
To be able to pray and intercede for people.
Yeah.
Things you don't know, but to pray out the perfect will. Boy, if you're the mother or a father of a teenager, you need to pray in tongues. I'm telling you right now, you got to pray in tongues.
And not machine gun tongues or fear tongues.
Yeah, don't pray in tongues.
No crazy tongues, but just praying in the Spirit by faith.
Yep. Over your children.
Yeah.
Praying in tongues over your finances. Yeah. Praying in tongues over all kinds of things. And then look for that interpretation. That came to me one day at an investment, just driving along, praying in tongues over money. And I was, that just strongly came to me in that prayer time, invest in such and such. And I did. And as it turns out, I wished I'd invested more. It turned out okay.
Yeah. There was a man that Brother Hagin talks about that he, whenever he had an investment opportunity, he'd go into his prayer closet. He'd pray in the Spirit.
Yep.
He'd get the interpretation. And that particular man didn't miss it.
No, he said he never had missed it because he waited until he knew.
He waited.
He waited till he knew. Yeah. And he was a very, very wealthy man. So
number 11.
Number 11.
The last one.
Yeah. Although there are so many other reasons we could talk about, this one is wonderful. And that's praying in tongues because it magnifies God.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make God bigger than He is, but you can make God bigger in your own eyes.
Yeah.
Make God bigger
on the inside.
And when He's amplified in your life, He's bigger in the lives of other people that are around you.
Yeah.
And that what a marvelous opportunity to magnify God in our thinking, magnify God in our praying, magnify Him where He's bigger and bigger and bigger, and to explore the height and the depth.
Well, Acts 10:46, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
Praise God.
To make Him big on the inside of you. And the more you magnify Him, what does magnify mean? It's like taking a magnifying glass and looking down at something and it makes it bigger in your eyes. So should we pray in tongues with them for a little bit?
I think
what do you want
we
to do?
Should. I think if you have not yet, after all these 2 weeks, or maybe this is your first broadcast, and you've not asked Jesus to be the Lord of your life and to be filled with the Holy Spirit speaking with other tongues, I'm asking you. I'm like the Apostle Paul, man. I'm begging you by faith. Don't let it go. Don't let it get away from you. It's the open door to the supernatural every moment of every day that you will access it. Oh, in those wee hours of the night when you're in desperate need of answers, praying in the Holy Spirit, the answers can come. So let's pray this prayer together. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
And I receive His sacrifice for me.
I receive His sacrifice for me.
He died and You raised Him from the dead.
He died and You raised Him from the dead.
Jesus said that He would send the Holy Spirit.
Jesus said that He would send the Holy Spirit.
And baptize me in the Holy Spirit.
And baptize me in the Holy Spirit.
And that I would be able to speak with other tongues.
And I would be able to speak with other tongues.
As the Holy Spirit gives me the words.
As the Holy Spirit gives me the words.
So I yield myself now.
So I yield myself now.
Fill me, Lord.
Fill me, Lord.
To overflowing.
To overflowing.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
He's faithful.
He's
so
faithful.
You begin praying right now. speaks in unknown tongues, speaks to God. Just speak to Him in tongues. God. Or be like Pastor George and begin to sing. You can call the number 817-852-6000 in the United States. You can request the book that we have for you. You can request the product that we've been offering. You can go to kcm.org for that download. But you can call that prayer line. They'll pray with you and help you as you get stronger in your prayer language. Bless the Lord or pray for your healing, whatever you need. But do give us a call and let us know, too, how these broadcasts have helped you. Praise the Lord. And other than that, we'll be right back.
Praying in the Spirit is more than speaking in tongues. It's a way of life. Get the MP3 series, Praying in the Spirit, by Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, and learn to walk in intimate and continual fellowship with God. When you pray in the Spirit, you're accessing and partnering with the very thoughts of your loving Father. No matter the situation, you can know and speak out God's plans by faith. Learn to release God's wisdom and power so you can live in His victory.
Request your free copy of A Deeper Understanding of Praying in the Spirit by Terry Copeland Pearsons on MP3 disc or digital download. Release the power of God in your life through praying in the Spirit. Request your free series on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
It's Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. And thank you, partners. Thank you for sowing into this ministry, for helping us get done everything that needs to get done here and around the world. And I've got a scripture for you and an assignment.
Yes.
Yep. It says in 2 Corinthians 9:6, "This I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly. He which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully." Ooh, listen to this. "Every man according as he purposes in his heart."
That's just like the scripture in Romans we've been talking all week, to purpose in our heart for tongues to go in certain directions.
The J.B. Phillips translation says, "Let everyone give as his heart tells him."
Hallelujah.
"Not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." So tell them what your assignment is.
So here's the assignment. You've been listening to these messages, I hope, for 2 weeks. We want you to pray in tongues and get the interpretation of what your offering is today. I can tell you many times we've done this. He'll say, "What do you want to give in this offering?" "Well, I don't know." We shout a la madre and let the answer rise up in our heart. And I love it when that answer challenges my faith and challenges me to give and to give more, because then I know God's got a purpose and a blessing on the backhand of that, the backside of that, that He wants to get to us.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. And so, it's always interesting when you say to me, "George, I have a figure of how much we're to give, but you have to guess what it is."
I say, you tell me. And so we pray in tongues and we get the witness together so that we are in agreement. So we encourage you to do that. I want you to watch the BVOB broadcast on kcm.org if you want to. We have a Roku channel. We are on social media. We have the Victory channel. We want you to watch that. Don't forget to call 817-852-6000 and call the prayer ministers. But let us know how these broadcasts have helped you and blessed you. And don't forget that you can order the free product on Praying in the Spirit that I taught, because I want you to get that information. Really want to hear back from you. It would help Pastor George and I. And again, thank you to Brother and Sister Copeland for allowing us to be on. And of course, go to church this weekend. And then if you want to, watch EMIC, because you have to remember this, that
God loves you.
We love you. And
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. There are three simple ways to sow financially to Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To give by text, text the letters KCM and the dollar amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only. You can also give online at kcm.org/give. Or call us at 800-600-7395. Together, we're sending the good news of the gospel around the world.